Well, I think this will be a much shorter answer for me, because I think that the future is already here. I think we're already seeing now what largely we should expect to see in the future, in the sense that I think students are demanding flexibility now. I think students still value the social aspect of the, you know, the in-person classroom. And I think we need to get better at engagement and those social facilitation effects online. But I think what's happening is that students are gravitating online for maybe for different reasons. So adult learners, which is a growing percentage of the distance learning population, and growing to be more important for in a lot of places, not just in the U.S. You know, the distance learning is for many the only way that they can engage in higher education, right? So it's already a demand for them. But even sort of the traditional aged student, I can speak to what's happening in the U.S., that there was a strong push from students that had not been online but were forced to go during the pandemic. There was a strong push for them to return back to the classroom because that's where they want, that's, you know, that's how they want to learn. Yet for many institutions in the U.S., for that population of learners, they are signing up for the online offerings, the online sections of the courses at a much faster rate than they are the face-to-face. And it's they may have a articulated preference for the classroom, but their behavior is gravitating to online because of the efficiencies. And so what we're seeing is and hearing is students demanding to have both options, and sometimes often within the same class. So I think that that's something that's happening now that is not going to go away. And I think we're going to see more and more of it, that students are going to want to demand this flexibility to move in and out of a campus classroom, a campus space, face-to-face environment into a more fluid online environment. And I think that the better that we get at our pedagogical approach for students, different types of students at different levels, the more that we'll see that. I mean, if you think about the gaming fields, they understand engagement, and you know, and the multiplayer games understand the social facilitation effects that lead to, you know, persistence and learning. And I think we're seeing more of that applied to higher education too. The other thing I would say is, in terms of what students are demanding, is there's, you know, to use business language, they're demanding return on their investment. So they want to see that that their degrees and their credentials, and increasingly their micro credentials, actually have some currency in the marketplace and currency at other institutions too. So I don't see that as going away either.